Hi, this is Ali Ciardo, and I am really excited about today's episode. If you have ever thought that you would really like to start selling more products, especially wall art, to your clients, and you just don't know where to start, or you've tried it and it hasn't worked out, then this episode is absolutely for you. Sit back and get your notebook out and get ready to become so inspired.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey everybody, this is Ali Ciardo, and today I'm talking with Chris Scott from Swift Galleries. Chris has, all right, I just told him I'm a big fan girl. He's like changed my life. So let's jump into your story, Chris. You're all about selling wall art, selling products to clients, taking clients through that whole process from beginning to end and not just leaving them with digital files. So in your own journey, how did you get into this? How did you realize the power of actually creating the experience of prints for clients?
Yeah. Hey, first, thank you for doing this. I am thrilled to be here. You know, I just enjoy talking to you anyway.
Same. So
to be able to do this is just a ton of fun for me. So I appreciate that. But
yeah.
As far as my own story, so my wife, Adrienne, and I were full-time wedding and portrait photographers for 8 or 9 years before we started an app called Prevail. And we did what I think a lot of people do. We started as this kind of shoot, and it wasn't even really shoot and burn. It was shoot and just post it online, kind of shoot and hope, shoot and pray that someone will order stuff. And we did that for a solid 2 years. And it's funny now when I meet other photographers, I see this kind of 2 year mark come up for a lot of photographers. They're like, yeah, I did it for like a year and a half or 2 years before I realized this isn't really sustainable. Like, you know, we did our first wedding and we got paid $500 for that first wedding. I was like, this is amazing.
That's like these everybody's
suckers
story.
Yeah, exactly. These suckers are giving me 500 bucks. Like, this is incredible. And it didn't take long. Well, I guess it did. It took us 2 years really to figure out like, hey, you know what? There's actually a lot of work that goes into this and a lot of my time. And this is a real business. This is a real job. And even more so, we were very close with our wedding clients. So we would go over, we would have dinner with them, all of this stuff. And especially around that year mark, when we would go over and we would be like, hey, where's all the stuff that we made for you? You know, like, we created all this stuff for you. We don't see anything. Oh yeah, well, we haven't gotten around to do anything with those, with the, you know, the disc to show my age, the disc of images. And I guess the kids these days do thumb drives and you know, downloads.
But that is so true. That's the exact same thing that got me into it. Was I went to a client's house for a maternity session, and her wedding was 4 years earlier. And I looked around, and she had one little picture on their side table in their bedroom. And she was like, "Allie, we loved your pictures. We just didn't know how to put them on our walls.
To do with them.
We
exactly.
didn't know how. Yeah."
Exactly. And, you know, that was kind of a wake-up call for us. It was this kind of two-pronged wake-up call where it was like, hey, we're not – it really started to feel like we weren't doing our job. And we weren't getting paid well. You know, it was like, I don't – are we going to be able to keep doing this? So for us, all of it kind of came together at around the same time. We went to Imaging USA. This was back – I don't even remember what year. It was back in Nashville a handful of years ago. And I went in and I went to this like in-person sales full day course thing, and we just made the jump to in-person sales. And not necessarily, and we'll talk about this I think in a little while, not necessarily that in-person sales itself is what you have to do, but it really opened our eyes to product sales and showed me that there are people out there, there are photographers out there who are actually selling products, and that there are clients who are saying, yeah, I do want that stuff. And I think just somebody giving me permission to believe that, to believe that, like, yeah, your clients do want this. You know, I think that I'm going to get off on a tangent here. I'm sorry, but I think that so many photographers think that their clients don't want wall art products or products in general. And it's because every photographer that person has had before them has trained them to believe that the disc is the thing that they need, or the files are the things that they need. And sometimes it is literally just as simple as saying, what do you want to do with the work that I'm going to create for you? Where do you want to display this in your home? For a client to have that same kind of eye-opening experience that I had, where they're like, wait, what? You can do that for me? Like, okay. You know, and we've seen this with our Swift Galleries users. We've seen people post stuff on Instagram just as a, hey, I'm really excited about this. And you should check out this gallery that I designed. And they'll get a comment on that. This, I want it. It's awesome. I want it. You know, and like we had a user in Seattle sell an 11 or 12 piece gallery by posting it on Facebook. And the lady was like, I'll take it. And she's like,
I'm going to jump in here with a couple of my own stories because this is exactly what happened to me. And so this came from your advice. And this is kind of getting a little bit ahead. We'll get back into like getting people excited and prepping them and all of that. But since it's relevant, I'll jump into my stories. Awesome. So your advice was to start sharing products where you said, okay, if you want people to buy products, get excited about products, you need to start showing them. You need to start showing them products, first of all. And then even better, what I did was I started creating mockups for products. So I would use Swift Galleries to actually show what something was going to look like. And then maybe I'd take it a step further and actually put it in frame, like put it in my frames and do smart objects and all these fun little things. And as I started to share these online, I would have people, especially the coolest part was I would have past clients get in touch with me and say, yep. I want that. And the very first time I showed like this one particular frame set, I think I sold like three the next week because people were like, oh, I definitely need that. Incredible. And so I had one, my favorite was I had a client, actually two like this recently. I had a client who I shot her wedding when I lived, oh no, it was probably like 2011, 2012. It was quite a long, it was like a long time ago. And she saw what I was posting on Instagram and she got in touch and she's like, hey, we haven't done much with our wedding photos. We just moved to a new house and we really want your help decorating it. And she lived in Chicago. And so with my frames, I don't typically ship my like big frame sets. They have to pick them up in town. So right. I was like, you know, how about, she had referred me some work, like future, or she referred me some weddings later. So I was like, well, maybe I can just help you with the layout. And it's just a favor thing. It's a thank you. Cause I was like, I don't think I can help you. And I ended up putting the layout together for her. And what ended up happening was she decided to start with a layout of these photos that another photographer had done in town after I had left Chicago. And not a single, in the end, this particular gallery that she ended up buying, I didn't take a single picture, but she had me, you know, at full price put together this whole layout because she loved it. And even though I was like, you know, oh, I can't do the frames, it's fine, just go find them yourself, she said, Allie, I don't want to find them myself, I want you to do it. And yes, I was like, oh, that what? So things that you might find easy, like putting together frame sets or, you know, finding the right, having access to the right frames, not everybody does. So in the end, I ended up actually working with a friend in Chicago to get everything to her. And she was thrilled. So yeah, just showing, that was all from Instagram, just showing that online.
It's incredible. And I think that you hit on a really important point. And this is a big one, because this is another thing we hear all the time. Well, I can't sell wall art because my clients can get this stuff anywhere else. Yeah, they can get a lot of it. What they can't get is your expertise, your eye, your opinion, and that time back to put that stuff together. That I think that people grossly underestimate the value of their client's time and how much their clients value their own time and your opinion. So, you know, when you have somebody, this is the perfect example. You said, hey, you know what? I appreciate you sending some weddings over my way. Here, I'll just send you the layouts. I'll tell you everything you need to order, and then you just go do it. And she said, no. I want you to do it because I respect your opinion. I want the stuff that you can get access to, and I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to have to, like, I mean, essentially what your client is saying is, it's not my job, it's yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's not really saying that to you specifically in this example, but that's really what's happening here is like, but this isn't my job. But it is yours, so if you could do it for me, that'd be great.
Yeah, here's the mindset that I think is really helpful. If you're looking at wall art, for example, if people, there are different types of clients. Sure, there are people who are going to do it themselves and who love spending hours on Pinterest, coming up with ideas and going out to the shops and doing everything. Absolutely. In the same way that if everybody could do it themselves, interior designers wouldn't exist because, right. You know, everybody would just spend the time on Pinterest, come up with ideas, pick out their things right. And do it. And it's sort of like that. I tell people now, I'm kind of crossing a little bit into that interior design role for them, where I'm giving them that expertise and I'm giving them the things that I've learned and the things that I feel really confident doing, where, you know, not everybody. And I think that sometimes photographers, when they get kind of hung up on the like, oh no, but people won't want that. Well, maybe you are the person who would do it yourself because you do have that expertise. So you would, right. You know, either go on Pinterest, get your ideas, or they just come naturally to you. But in the same way that not everybody's an interior designer, not everybody is going to be able to do this on their own or enjoy doing this on their own. And they are going to get so excited when they see that you've already done it for them. And they're just right. Like, it's irresistible when you see how great it is. Putting together wall galleries is not easy. Like, putting together something that's balanced on the wall and looks great and shows off the pictures in just the right way, that is not going to come naturally to most people. So if you do it for them, a lot of people will be all over that stuff.
Yep. And I think that kind of gets us around to something I know you said you wanted to talk about, which is this idea of setting expectations and attracting the right types of people to your business in the first place. And this is kind of a cheater thing because, I did a webinar for, I think it was shoot.edit. And of course they wanted this really catchy title about like how to sell wall art galleries to every client who comes to the door. And I'm like, okay, let's see. All right. So we came up with like, okay, yeah, I feel confident in teaching a webinar that has that title because we're cheating. We're attracting the right clients in the door in the first place. So, you know, this idea of, yes, there are definitely, absolutely people out there in the world who will want to spend their hours on Pinterest and figure out how to do this stuff. But if you're doing things, I don't want to say right, if you are setting expectations on your website for what your clients should expect to get from you, the service and the products, then you're going to attract the people who don't want to do all this themselves, who do want to rely on you and your expertise and do want you to do this all for them. So I think that's a really important point, that if you can show this stuff all over the place, this is in and of itself like its own podcast episode. But if you can show this work everywhere someone – or show wall art everywhere someone sees your work, it's going to set that expectation. And you're going to start attracting those people who say, oh my gosh, this person does something different. This person does something – it's not just the thumb drive or the online gallery or whatever. And you're going to start attracting those people to you. And I always love this analogy of how your brand should be a magnet. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but this idea that your brand should be a magnet. And I mean, this is not a new idea. Everybody talks about this. Your brand should be a magnet. It should attract the people to you that are like you, that want the things that you offer. But what people rarely talk about is what happens when you flip that magnet over. It repels things. And this is why I think that might be just as important as attracting the right people, is kind of pushing away the wrong people. And I think that doing this kind of thing, if you're showing wall art, if you're showing all the things that you design for your clients, you're going to attract the people who want that. And you're going to push away those Pinterest people, those people who say, but I want to do it myself. I just want the images, the files, because I do this myself. That's great. Cool. I'm not the right photographer for you. I'm the right photographer for someone who wants to be guided through this process, who wants to be handheld through this process. So I love that the analogy of the magnet is, I'm not only going to attract people who are like me, who want the things that I do, want the things that I offer, and who are into the things that I'm really into, but I'm going to push away those people who don't want those things, who want something different. And that's not saying that those people are bad or wrong. They're just wrong for you. They're just not the best fit for you.
Yeah. And I think it is a little bit scary at first to get into that mindset. But once you start working with those clients who are the ideal clients, then you're like, I only want to work with these
people. Oh my gosh, yeah. When you start getting your people, it's a complete shift in your business. You get people who rave about what you do. You get people who spend so much more money than other people. You get people whose process is so much more fluid and so much more just easy. It just, everything becomes easier. And your clients talk about you to other people, and you get more people like that. It is night and day. And that's another podcast in and of itself. There are so many things.
Every time I record, I'm like, oh, let's write down one more thing. I could do that whole episode on that. Right. And one thing, and this is again a whole other episode, is just products I think have become a point of differentiation for me. So in past episodes, I have talked with people from opposing sides on specializing. So we've got one podcast, if you want to go back and listen to Jonathan Canlis, he talks about how he doesn't specialize. Although then Alicia Kane said, yes, he does, because he's a film photographer. So that's his specialty, which is fair. And then I was like, but I don't really specialize, because I do have weddings and then families, you know, people. So I focus on people, but that's not necessarily only newborns or only weddings. But I do think that I differentiate myself as somebody who has that whole process that's focused on products. And that's how I kind of specialize or differentiate myself. So when someone comes to my website, they're going to see a whole page that's called Keepsakes Plus Art. And they're going to get inspiration on the keepsakes and the art that they're going to see. They're going to get a style guide that gives them ideas of what to do with their pictures. They're going to end up with some art on their walls, and they're not going to end up with their files sitting and doing nothing. Like, they're going to enjoy those files.
Or they're going to go to someone else.
Exactly. And I'm completely happy with that. And I do find I come up on Google Maps. So a lot of people will call me without even visiting my website, which I think is kind of strange, but they will. And so I'm completely happy to, from the very get-go, set expectations instead of being like, oh, great, yeah, like, here's my price, let's do it. I say, listen, if you haven't gone to my website yet, I really want you to understand that this is the case, and I need you to look through this and know this. And if they don't, and I say, and then once you've had a chance to think about this and look through this, you know, you can contact me here and fill this out, or call me back. And if they don't call me back, I'm like, that's fine. You weren't supposed to call me back. That's really okay.
Yep, exactly. And how freeing is that to be able to do that now? Because I know that the first time you did that, that must have been terrifying to be like, hey, I would really love to take your money, but I might not be the right fit for you. Can you go look at this and see what it is that I do? It's that those first few times is terrifying, but then after you see the proof that, like, these clients are just better clients for you. I don't in any way mean to say that they are better people, better clients, or they're better, a better fit for you.
Yeah. And you can't take it personally. You just have to realize it's good. You know, you can't be like, oh, that's sad, they didn't call me back. Right? They didn't like me. Right? Well, no, maybe they loved your work, but they're not right for you. Or maybe, you know, they're better for somebody else. And there are other people out there.
And there's another photographer out there who's thrilled because they did call them back, and now they're the perfect fit for that person, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple of action steps that people can start taking this week to start attracting the right clients. If this is something that they think might be interesting to them, to start selling more products, to start attracting the clients who are going to want to buy those products. Because again, every time I think back to the way that I kind of approach this, and the people who I talk to, and other photographers who come to me and they say, I really want to do this, but I just don't think people want that. Like, I have literally had people say, example, I put a picture on my website, like, first thing of an album instead of just a picture. It's a picture of an album with pictures in it, saying, like, this is what I want you to have. And I got feedback from a couple people who were like, well, then people are going to think that you're just going to try to sell them an album. What if they don't want that?
I am.
I was like, yeah, that's right. And if they don't want that, then that's fine. They probably don't want to work with me, because I want them to get the full experience. I want them to have tangible things at the end of this. It's not me being selfish and just saying, like, give me all the money. It's me saying, like, this is what I want to be in my business. This is how I want my client experience to be. And it happens that I end up selling more in products, and it does help my bottom line at the end of the day too.
Yep. Yeah. I think the important thing to realize, or the important realization that needs to happen, let's put it that way, is that this is actually better for your clients. When that light bulb goes off and you can say definitively that you believe that this process is better for your clients, then I think it makes conversations like that one with the photographer that you talked about much easier. When somebody says, well, people are just going to say that you're just trying to sell them stuff. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not ashamed of that, because I don't feel fulfilled as a photographer, and I don't think that I've done my job as a business owner if I haven't put actual physical prints that they can enjoy day in and day out, that they can pass down. You know, and if you can get past that mental block of, oh, well, I'm just trying to sell stuff, and you can see this truly as a service that you provide to your clients, and that it is actually better than just handing them files and saying, good luck trying to figure out what to do with these, then I think all of this becomes easier. Okay, but to your point about action steps, what can I do today to start attracting those right clients? This is super, super simple, and I'm going to start out with a shameless, shameless plug.
Do it.
Sign up for a free trial of Swift Galleries. There's a reason for this, though. It's not just because I want you to sign up for a free trial of Swift Galleries. Sign up for a free trial of Swift Galleries, because what you're going to do is start showing – we talk wall art. So I'm gonna stay in wall art world for a minute, but you want to start showing, like I said earlier, showing wall art everywhere your potential clients see your work. So what you're gonna do is go in your last however many favorite sessions that you've photographed, go in, create an album in Swift Galleries for each of those, and then create one or two galleries for each of those clients. Now you're gonna plaster that everywhere. You're gonna put it up like Allie has on her website. You said like keepsakes and art or mm-hmm. keepsakes. Yeah.
Keepsakes plus so, art. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So you've got, on your website, put a main portfolio item. So right next to your weddings and your high school seniors and your dogs and your actual old people seniors, portfolio items, put, you know, custom wall art galleries and upload those mock-ups that you created in Swift Galleries. So that way, when somebody's on your website, they're seeing these things and they see that these things are just as important to you as the photos themselves. And then on your blog, go back to your last 3 to 5 blog posts and blog a mock-up for each of those and talk about why you believe that that's the best representation of your work in physical form. Talk about why you think it's important that people have images to actually hold and to actually keep. And then on social media, go over, post maybe, you know, I said do one or two per client, post both of those and just say something like, hey, I can't decide which one of these I like best. So you get a little bit of interaction there. But more importantly, now when a potential client comes to your site, they're going to start seeing this stuff everywhere. And your past clients are going to see this, and you'll probably end up in the same position that Allie was in. Hey, you photographed my wedding 3 years ago. I haven't done anything with those. I saw that you're doing this now. How can I get that? And we have found so many photographers who make sales in their free trials, and which is awesome, by the way. I'm like, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, pay for itself.
So, yeah, exactly. So you can do all of this. The free trial is 30 days. You could knock this out today and have another 29 days to find out if Swift Galleries is really going to be worth it for you. But more importantly, the point is, this tool exists, and there's a way for you to do this for free. Even if you don't sign up, okay, whatever. I mean, I'd love for you to, but even if you don't sign up, if you come in, you do the free trial, and you start setting these expectations, then that's a win for me, because I feel like you're out there, you're putting this out there, you're going to start attracting those people who want this stuff.
Yeah, and so. I really think, you know, creating those mock-ups and putting out even like one per week on Instagram of a mock-up, yeah. That is where a lot of my past clients follow me on Instagram, and that's where they saw it, and that's where they came back and said, I have to have this. I'll add one more point. I don't know if you ever talked about this, Chris, but this is something that also helped me get past the mindset of, do people really want this? When I first started doing, in-person sales, and I've kind of translated that into a different process that's more online now, which again will be another episode.
I was going to say, I was hoping we would talk about that, but we ended up talking about a bunch of other stuff. I do want to talk about that at some point, though.
We'll have to do like a follow-up episode on that one.
Awesome.
Okay. So the thing that helped me get past it, when I first started doing in-person sales, which was the first time that I was like, okay, products I think are really important. I originally went out and I bought a bunch of really big canvases, and that was kind of my focus. But I really struggled, and I even the way that I found that I was selling canvases specifically, I couldn't feel confident selling them, because I felt like there was a mindset of canvases being more available. So for me, that was my mental block. So I actually found that I felt much more confident when I could find products, like frame products, that weren't something that I at least felt, and again, this might just be my own mental hang up, but that is, if you feel confident selling it, that's all that matters. So when I found frame sets that I felt really good about, that was when it clicked for me, where people saw those frame sets and those frame styles, and they were like, I love this style. I can't just go over to Michael's and get this style. I can't get that in a way where I know that I can add on to it later in the same style. So if you can find a specific product, whether it's, you know, a frame set or some kind of metal or wood or whatever it might be, if you can find something that kind of becomes your signature thing, and don't get too many products. Like, I really focus on just frames for wall art. Yeah. Like, if you want wall art, you're getting frames. That's what I sell, so that it doesn't get overly complicated. So that's one thing that I would recommend. Go out and check out some products. And Chris, I know you have some guides on finding products on your website. I'll put the link in my show notes so people can find that.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
But I think that that really helped me to feel like I was presenting products that were unique, that I didn't feel like they could find everywhere, and that people could get excited about because they weren't just readily available. So yeah, try that out as a step. If you're feeling like you have a block, that's a really good way to get past it.
I think something that's worked really well for you too, and it's been exciting to watch, is I feel like you latched onto frames here in just the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that long. In the last year.
Yeah. Because a year and a half ago, I was doing like standouts were kind of my main thing that I was selling, and that was really the main thing I was selling.
Yeah. And I feel like you kind of came into your own when the frames happened. And even looking back in your Instagram feed, it's like there's like some wall art stuff, and then just I'm trying to decide. Can I say schlodes?
Sure.
Can I say schlodes? Just schlodes of frames. So many frames. And it's like immediately, it's like you came into your own and you really found that fit. And I think that frames for you work so well because they fit your photography style so perfectly. The style of photography that you do just seems so at home in a framed and matted print. And I think that, you know, so anybody who's listening right now, I don't want you to think, oh, well, she's selling frames, so now I need to go do frames. Like, look at your artwork, and if you don't know what your style fits well with, then another plug. Go over to the Swift Galleries blog, and we've got a bunch of stuff that helps you kind of figure out what stuff is going to work best for your style. But see, that might help you narrow down to what your signature product might be. You know, if you do really modern and edgy stuff, then frames probably aren't going to be a really good fit for you, but maybe metals or acrylics will be a really nice fit. And those are still things that clients can't get too many other places. But again, that doesn't really matter. I don't want to get too hung up on, well, my clients can get that everywhere else. Because of all the stuff we've already talked about. I won't go into it.
No, and that's a good point, because they could get frames somewhere else. And so for me, that was how I got past the initial hurdle of feeling that way. But then once I got into it, it's true. People just wanted the service. They wanted the kind of like the help putting it all together. They wanted the full service experience. But yeah, but I think like getting into it, if you have that mental hang up, it helped me to get going in that way.
Yeah.
And one other thing, in obviously kind of like knowing your style and knowing the products that do fit your style, for me, it really helped to look around my own house and to show that I care about that in my own house. So I feel like it's really powerful. And that's another thing that I've done is, each week I'm kind of putting out different wall art, but I'm also including things from my own home. So now the other thing on my website that you can see is a whole tour of my home and how I use photos throughout my house, how I display my own photos. And I'm really putting it out there saying, I care about this. you should too. So think about, you know, in your own home, are you showing anything? What kind of fits your style? What's your vibe? And can you show that off? So I think that it's important. If you think it's important and you find it and you want your clients to feel that way, if you can put a few things up in your home and show them off and share your own personal story, I think that's really powerful. When clients, sometimes they'll come over, like I used to have a studio and now I don't have a studio anymore. So they occasionally come over here just to pick things up and like do little things. And when they walk into my home and they see the exact same frame, as soon as they walk in, a frame of my wedding photos that they've just purchased, it reinforces that. It's such a reinforcement where they say, okay, yeah, I made the right decision.
I made the right decision. Exactly. I made the right decision. Man, if it's good enough for her, then it's got to be good enough for me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. That's such a good example.
100%. So I feel like we could basically go on for the entire day and have like five different episodes and just turn this into like a whole new podcast. But let's wrap it up here. And Chris, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and all these great resources? I'll also put this in the show notes, but just to kind of, in case you aren't there right now, where can people find you?
Yeah, head over to swiftgalleries.com. If you want to shoot me an email, you can always get to me at chris@swiftgalleries.com. That's C-H-R-I-S, like a normal person. chris@swiftgalleries.com. And if you do, go ahead and sign up for the free trial. Like I said, it's 30 days. It's 100% free. Like, we don't take a credit card or number or anything like that. But if you do end up wanting to continue with a membership, then for listening today or listening to this podcast, you can get a discount because Allie's awesome. So just go to swiftgalleries.com/photofieldnotes, and that will send you right to a spot where you can get a discount for being one of her listeners.
Perfect. Chris, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. This is always fun. I always enjoy talking to you. So thanks for having me.
And I want to let you know that I have a little gift for you as a Photo Field Notes listener. If you go to photofieldnotes.com/productlove, so photofieldnotes.com/productlove, you will get access to 3 free Photoshop templates. So basically, these templates are products. There is an album, there are some wall art pieces, and kind of the combination of the two. And you can put your own images onto these products, and you can start putting these on your website. You can start putting them in social media, just to get your clients into that right mindset. It's really fun to use them as previews. So for example, you can put your next session onto these templates so that your clients can see their preview in an album, or your clients can see their preview in a frame, and it just gets them in that mindset. And like I've said, this has gotten my clients so excited for wall art, and I'm really excited to let you start to do this in your own life too. So photofieldnotes.com/productlove, go check it out. It's a free gift from me to you, and enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.